Deuteronomy chapter 3. Then we turned and went up the way to Bashan. And Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. And Yahweh said to me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into your hand. And you shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So Yahweh our Elohim delivered into our hands Og also, the king of Bashan, and all his people, and we smote him until none was left to him remaining. And we took all his cities at that time. There was not a city which we took not from them, 70 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these cities were fenced with high walls, gates and bars, beside unwalled towns a great many, and we utterly destroyed them, as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. But all the cattle and the spoil of the cities we took for a prey to ourselves. And we took at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites the land that was on this side of Jordan, from the river of Arnon unto Mount Hermon, which Hermon the Sidonians called Sirion, and the Amorites called Shinar. All the cities of the plain, and all Gilead, and all Bashan, unto Salcah, and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length of it, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. And this land which we possessed at that time, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, and half Mount Gilead and the cities of it, did I give to the Reubenites and to the Gadites. And the rest of Gilead, and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, did I give to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, with all Bashan, which was called the land of the giants. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the country of Argob unto the coasts of Geshuri and Maakathi, and called them after his own name, Bashan Havoth Jair, unto this day. And I gave Gilead unto Machir. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites I gave from Gilead even to the river Arnon half the valley, and the border even to the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, the plain also, and Jordan, and the coast of it, from Chinnereth even to the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, under Ashdod, Pisgah, eastward. And I commanded you at that time, saying, Yahweh your Elohim has given you this land to possess it. You shall pass over armed before your brethren, the children of Israel, all that are ready for the war. But your wives and your little ones and your cattle, for I know that you have much cattle, shall abide in your cities which I have given you, until Yahweh have given rest to your brethren as well as to you, and until they also possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim has given to them beyond Jordan. And then shall you return every man to his possession which I have given you. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to these two kings. So shall Yahweh do to all the kingdoms wherever you pass. He shall not fear them, for Yahweh your Elohim, he shall fight for you. And I besought Yahweh at that time, saying, O sovereign Yahweh, you've begun to show your servant your greatness and your mighty hand, for what el is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to your works and according to your might? I pray you, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon. But Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, and would not hear me. And Yahweh said to me, Let it suffice you, speak no more to me of this matter. Get you up to the top of Pisgah, and lift your eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward, and behold it with your eyes, for you shall not go over this Jordan. But charge Joshua, and encourage him, and strengthen him, for he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which you shall see. So we abode in the valley over against Beth Peor. End of chapter.